Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks. Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 11, Rumblings of Mutiny.
Wonderful to meet you. I'm Thalia.
I'm Malcolm.
Oh, hello. Hello there.
Hey.
A tall, cold glass of water you are. You can call me Barbara.
All right, Barbara.
What is going on?
Yeah, I'm recently single, by the way.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Really? You're going to go...
Well, why not? Because
really?
Here I am.
Really? And you're going to move on that quick.
You're moving a little faster.
Hey, the both of you.
You guys remind me of an audience. Okay, you're all here. Wonderful.
Okay.
Ask me what's up.
Hey,
what's up?
What's up?
Everything! Everything's up! Because we're in the Antarctic.
Oh.
Oh. Get it?
I really think of north as a...
I don't understand.
Like, yeah,
I think you're really reaching saying, with that one.
Right.
I don't know, guys. Let's not be too hard. It was pretty funny.
Thank you. See, I mean, everyone knows I'm a brilliant scientist, but my greatest passion is to be a stand-up comic.
Yeah, maybe you should just... stick with science. Anyways, let's get going, huh?
This is going to be fun. All right, so we're going to have to take the back way, so keep our voices low. We want to avoid all the whiz-bit cameras.
All right.
Oh, and please, please, for the love of everything, do not touch anything.
All right, don't touch anything.
Wait, don't touch what?
Anything. Touch anything.
Touch anything? Oh, hey, Riptide. Man's hot. There's another y'all Riptide. Dude, we gotta get this Riptide thing going now that there's a
Riptide,
bunch of
Riptide, come
us.
Over here and explain to the Rip... Wait, where did all of me go?
What did I say about touching things?
I had a bunch of Riptides.
Yeah, that was the worst possible thing that could have happened.
What was that?
What?
That was the compression refraction machine.
Doctor, is he going to have permanent DNA damage from that?
Yes, he is.
Well, that's good. See, we don't touch anything.
Whoa,
what is going on in this room?
Oh, that's my baby. That's Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Oh, my God. That's your boy in there?
Yeah, he's a
get
baby.
Get that baby out of there.
Whoa. No, I don't think we should be going in that room.
He's my big boy. Yes, you are. Now he's my
He's shrinking.
Boy. Who's my little boy?
What is going on?
Oh, my God. It's an abomination.
He's stuck in some kind of, like, growth shrink loop.
My God, he's huge again.
That's exactly right, Malcolm.
What
he's stuck
have
in
you done?
Yes. Well, he, you know, he cannot leave this room now or else he'd... die, and I don't want to kill anybody, so...
Of course not.
You know, but the benefit is I never have to send him to college, and he's never ever going to say, Mommy, I hate you.
Oh, you're a monster. And your one-liners are insipid.
Hey, let's keep it together, Sloppy Joe.
Get your hands off me.
Hey.
I'm sorry I stepped
come
at
on.
You.
Come on.
Mommy loves you. Don't,
come on, let's hug it out.
Cry,
let's hug it out.
Come on, come here.
All right. All right. Hey. I'm not...
What did I say about touching?
This touch little... anything?
No! Let's keep going, all right?
We're walking. Bye, Bobby. Mommy loves you.
What's this room here? All right, well, that room was kind of a bust. Nothing happened in there.
Boring!
Dr. Ganoush, you are an award-winning scientist. I was wondering, why haven't you exposed Whizbit yourself?
Whizbit? Oh, they've threatened my entire family. If I expose them, my family would die. My baby Bobby would die. My little Pomeranian Baba would die. My grandma Bubby would die. Everyone would die. I couldn't do that to them. So I have to find a nice patsy. I mean, a nice group of people like you to expose them for me.
And we'll do it.
I don't trust her, Thalia. Look what she did to her baby.
Patsy is like, you just, that's when when you make somebody out to be the bad guy who is not.
I thought it was a kind of a dessert.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a dessert, and I think you guys are all
no,
soft and creamy inside.
No, you're thinking of a pasty, and that's more like a savory yeah. meat pie.
Like a northern
sure
Michigan.
No dessert.
What about like a pastry? Maybe this?
Oh.
I think maybe
oh. guys, pastries. Guys, this is a constant problem with our group, and I think it's partially due to the lack of leadership.
Oh.
So...
do not point your dirty finger at me and say I'm a bad leader.
Well, you're kind of not taking control.
Hey,
we keep getting off track.
How come you two are yelling at each other, but you're not yelling at the woman or use her baby as a guinea pig?
Okay.
We're all supposed to trust her?
Everybody's getting a little upset. Everybody's getting a little upset. Perhaps your blood sugar's low. I have a tray of patsies in my office.
Yeah, let's continue, okay?
I believe that's what they call a callback, isn't it, doctor?
It is. Very good.
Okay.
I've never had one from an audience.
Well, this is a very nicely decorated office.
I've seen this before. Look, the wallpaper looks like fruit. So you go, you lick the fruit. Watch, I'm
No, 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 no. Please. It's everywhere.
Jesus, Riptide.
Oh,
yeah. See, the only thing that sticks wallpaper to the wall in this cold temperature is a Yeti anus jerk.
Okay, come on now, Toddy. Let's get you some saltine.
You don't just walk into a room and just lick something because you think it looks good.
Touch anything.
Riptide isn't the smartest.
No.
I'm really impressed how well the shag is absorbing it,
We need to get out of here, right? What's the plan again?
You're going to take the space elevator to get that duplicate Malcolm and then take him to the Whizbit headquarters on the moon.
I didn't think anybody used those space elevators anymore. Didn't they fall apart or something?
They do! But, you know, they won't when you guys ride them. You've got righteousness on your side, don't you?
Okay, well, that sounds pretty shoddy. So they're not going to be able to detect us coming close if we do that, though, huh?
Like you said, it's obsolete technology. They won't be following that. And so to get there, we have to use some more obsolete technology. So I've crafted together for you a nice little boat.
What is this boat? Why is it not going to be detected by Whizbit?
Because Whizbit can't detect wooden things. It's a wooden boat.
Oh, so how is it powered?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Was that a joke?
It's a pretty good
joke. That's a joke you're supposed to laugh.
You don't tell me when I'm supposed to laugh.
Todd, what's in your hands?
Oh, man, guys. I got some rope after all.
Oh, Steve.
It was in my nappy.
Should we go back for him?
No.
He's got to be dead by now, Skidmark.
Before you go, could you just tell me if these are funny or not? I mean, you can laugh. That's
I think that's fine, but is this the elevator that takes us down to the boat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so here I go. All right. Listen up.
I'm just going to press
this. This is going to be quick.
Why don't you see penguins in Britain?
Why?
Because they're afraid of whales.
Okay. No, I'm not doing this. No way am I watching this.
What do penguins
the
have for lunch?
Here. The elevator's
ice
here.
Burgers. Burgers.
Back in the elevator.
She's still a monster.
Somebody grab Riptide.
What's black
get
and white?
Here.
Black
get
and
boat.
White. Black and white. Black and white. It's a penguin rolling down a hill.
Stop it!
I'm just gonna press the button that says
go.
B
let's
on
go.
It. Thanks again!
Oh, how do penguins drink their cola?
Don't let her tell any more jokes!
On the rocks!
Skidmark, Whizbit's got her now. There ain't no saving her.
Oh, boy. Well, all we have to do is get to the other Malcolm, wherever he is, and bring him to the moon.
Eyes on the prize, you two. This could still be a trap.
All right, not everyone.
Fruit basket!
Oh, hey, that thing just opened up in the wall. It's there's a fruit basket in there.
Woo! Fruit!
Oh, there's a little letter in here. It says, to the group.
Hey, Riptide, you want a pear? Here. You want to lick a pear?
Boy, I really don't right now, man. Thanks.
You don't look so good, Riptide. You're
still not looking so good.
Do you have any bananas?
Don't you eat all these.
All right, I'm going to just skim this and cut out all the jokes. You guys are about to board the vessel, and we'll take you from here, Antarctica, all the way to the equator. That's about...
Oh, the equator. I knew it.
Whoa, that's a lot of miles. Okay, that's going to take a long
time. Might be a fast boat.
Sailing vessel is composed of... Oh, it's wood and cloth. No metal is on the boat.
Is that a kiwi? Give me that kiwi.
Here. Well, you're supposed to peel them.
Jeez. Give her.
Did you
ask if anybody else wanted some? You know, I taught you better than this.
I've never seen you eat before, and I have to say, that's...
I just love fruit. It's so sweet and good.
It's like watching a bear eat a baby or something.
It's like watching a weasel in a wastebasket. Digging around.
Just, what else does it say?
Okay. And that's about all you should need to know. Flip the letter over and read the passphrase to open up the door to the boat. Passphrase. Read this sentence to open the floor of the elevator and tumble to the boat.
Acknowledge.
Get off of me! How do you know that's your spleen?
It just hurts!
I fell on the pineapple.
That's me.
There's a pineapple?
Jeez! Just next time you eat, just turn your back.
Just let him have it. He'll tire himself out.
Okay. Oh, this really is an old-fashioned boat. Look around.
It smells like sawdust.
It does smell like sawdust.
Tastes like sawdust.
Well, who's that coming towards us?
It looks like a wooden man. It's a little wooden man.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. I'm the captain.
Hi, I'm Thalia. I'm the leader of this group.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
I'm Malcolm. I'm also the leader of this group.
Oh, two leaders.
No, there's one.
Yeah, we've had problems with that on this boat as well.
We don't have a leader. We're a democracy.
Yes.
Hey,
well, you know, the way we do things on this boat, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Is it Latin? Eeny, me, what does it
She's
mean?
She's the leader.
Oh, okay. Really?
Thank
really?
You. He can sense it from me.
Congratulations, Thalia.
Thank you.
You just designated her the leader of our group.
Yes, I'm the leader.
That's right.
That's what that pointing and that thing was.
She just looks like a leader. She looks like a leader.
A lot of people say that.
Well, I guess we'll just see what happens.
She does have the pointy hat.
Captain, I couldn't help but notice that one of your legs,
It's a rotting human leg.
That is what I thought.
And the lies.
I'm just clarifying here. You're made entirely of wood, it looks like, except you have a human leg on your right leg.
Yeah, it's almost an inversion of the typical captain.
I'm glad you're aware of that, at least.
Yeah. My leg was taken by a horrible monster. An enormous white creature that haunts these seas.
Is it gonna eat us?
It eats whatever it wants, but it typically eats wood.
Oh, so well, that's something that we don't have to worry about.
Let's not trivialize a traumatic situation, guys. He looks shook up.
Todd, stop being empathic!
Don't yell at him.
Everyone, this is a constant problem with our group, Captain. I'm sorry. We keep having these things where we get distracted and we get away from the point of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I'm starting to lose patience here myself, so...
All right, just point us in the direction of where we should go as humans and hang out until we get to the equator.
Are we the only humans on this ship?
You guys are it. Barbara asked us to pick you up, so we've been sitting here waiting for you for a couple of days now.
You're all made of wood?
We are all made of wood.
How do you work?
Well, there's a system of pulleys, rubber bands.
How are you powered?
Rats, gerbils, really, whatever we can find. We gotta freshen up, actually.
How do I hack you?
You don't, buddy.
Well, who knows how long this is gonna take, huh? With these sails, like, you know, could take forever, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we're not really too good at tacking into the wind, so it kind of takes as long as it takes. Yeah,
you guys are robots. I thought you'd be pretty good at it.
So ETA is anywhere from about a month to about 3 years. We'll see what happens.
That's a huge spread of time.
Yeah,
I know it is, buddy.
I can't deal with this.
Let's let the captain do his job.
Yeah, I got things to do, so I'm moving on here. Dinner is served at 8, and I will see you then.
Captain, one more thing. If you need to speak to our group, come to me.
Really? I'll come to you.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. You're the leader.
I'm the leader, so.
All right.
Kisses.
Bye. Strap in, everybody. Okay. This is going to be a long ride.
Right.
Hey, don't kiss me.
Okay.
Do not kiss me.
Come on, Skidmark. Give me a kiss.
Okay.
Well, we couldn't figure out how to show time pass.
Go down, she transition. Go down.
So we pulled this song right out of our ass.
It's a she-transition, it's a...
Oh, cut to 3 weeks later! How long have we even been on this boat, really?
Longer than I can comprehend!
I mean, I haven't really been keeping track.
Well, I've been tallying on the wall.
Ace of Quindos. Look who got a carf tug.
You and Sloppy are doing good.
We better finish this round up, because you need to... It's past your bedtime. You looking tired.
Three sparkled!
Three sparkles. You really? That was luck?
Yes, three sparkle. I had three sparkle.
I call scrummy on that, and I raise it by F10.
Skid? Oh, okay, Skid. I see what you were doing
this whole time.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, is anybody else pretty excited for lunch?
Oh my goodness,
I just
food.
Can't wait. It's
that is
been
the one
so
good
delicious.
Thing.
It is remarkable.
And the menu's different every day.
In the way that they display the food on the plates.
It's genuinely restaurant quality food.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Even better than that, I would say. I mean, it's really good.
And I consider myself a connoisseur!
Meat was sorts. Cooked perfectly, you know what I mean? It's never overcooked.
There's something more consequential than lunch happening right now. There's mutiny afoot.
Whoa, oh, you just no. busted right in.
Mutiny?
So, mutiny?
Is that a skin disease?
Yeah, come over here and listen.
Rumble, rumble, rumble. Mutiny, mutiny, mutiny.
The captain is as flimsy as a willow's bough, and we're gonna take over.
I was under the impression that willow boughs were pretty strong.
You get the idea. It's more like the leaf of the...
You wanna take over the ship?
I mean, that's a lot to ask.
Awesome!
In a sentiment, yes. It's much more interesting than the card games that you're playing.
Yeah!
No, that is.
Ah, see, I have one person to join me,
wait,
and I have another.
Hold on.
As leader, I say that... We will not be doing this.
Well, no, you know what? I kind of just thought maybe we would do this.
I'm so
I'm
bored.
Pretty sure you just think that because you always say the opposite thing that I say.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No,
hey,
I don't.
I'm not a leader, but is lunch on the table?
I see a leader in this, Malcolm.
Look, hey, why don't you come back after lunch and we can talk more about it?
Go find the piece of wood that brings lunch!
Hey, man, in this cupboard over here, it's a whole bottle of wood grain alcohol.
Hey, that's interesting.
Hey, let's get some cups. Let's get ripped. Riptotted. Am I right?
Wait, what is that? What did you just say?
It's time to get riptotted in here.
No.
Is that your new catchphrase?
I mean, it could be.
I'm not
saying that,
Todd.
If we're all on board.
I think that we all agree that it's not cool.
I'm not going to say that.
I think that might be the only thing we
agree
on.
And I totally accepted riptide.
Todd, give me the alcohol.
Here it is.
Hey, Thalia.
Can I talk to you for a second again, just for a minute?
It's kind of nice when we both agreed about, you know, how stupid Todd was.
That was nice.
Thalia, I'm just thinking that maybe we should give it another try.
Are you seriously having this conversation
again?
Well, you guys are not invited to it, but you keep jumping into it.
Malcolm, honestly, in this adventure, we spent a lot of time together in not the best circumstances.
You might say something you regret.
And I have seen a side of you that I don't really like.
Oh.
Malcolm, she's trash! And you ain't no, you can do a lot better.
Hey.
And Sloppy. I know this because I'm your mama. I mean,
Sloppy Joe, as your leader,
why
I
did you just call
will
me?
Not accept that.
I don't know.
What did you just say? What did you just say you were to me?
Hey, humans, can I come in?
Captain.
You already kind of are. You might as well come in.
Have you guys heard about the mutiny?
Nope.
Yeah, well, we did.
You hadn't. You
we
haven't.
Don't
you
care
had.
About it.
That's fine. So. That's fine that you don't care. But if you know, I could sort of have your guarantee that you would have my back when the cards are down.
Oh, of course.
That would be wonderful.
We will always have your back, Captain.
They're a bit sick of my obsession. I hate the white beast.
Oh yeah, that's right. You said
I need to kill the white beast.
Yeah. All right. Hey, who wants to play another round of Squickish?
Look!
If I have to play another game of cards, I'm gonna kill myself,
Captain.
I told you that's enough. You're going to bed,
guys. From my estimate, we're probably about halfway there. So you know, just hang. Tight.
That's incredible.
Yeah, but again, if mutiny comes,
we'll be there.
I would love it if you'd grab a billy club, get up to the deck, and you know, try to look intimidating for me.
All right, Captain. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later. Let me just walk you to the door here.
Thank you, guys. Right. Love you. Love you.
Bye.
You didn't even let me talk to him.
Thalia, do you have a thing for him?
Maybe.
You have a thing for him? He's a wooden...
Knock, knock.
His carpentry.
Can I help you? Hold on.
Leader, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, her.
Ma'am.
Am I dismissed?
Yes, you are.
Oh, really?
Okay, bye.
Oh, bye.
Could you keep your pants on for this? I mean,
Malcolm, I told you to stay away from her. Now if I gotta take you across my knee, I will do
what
it.
What are we gonna do? Because we're all in this tiny room.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna spank you.
Too much yelling, too much fighting. Let's remember Steven and the things he would have done if he were still with us.
Why'd you have to bring that up, Todd?
Because,
man,
he was a positive dude. He believed.
Well, you know what? I remember that one of us had a big coil of rope that they forgot about until we got
seriously,
to the
seriously, Todd, that was
scientist.
Your bad.
We
that
don't
was
have
your
to
bad.
Remember everything.
You pretty much
just
killed
Steven.
Steven was shallow!
You're
does
the
anybody,
sophomoric!
Does anybody
he
hear that?
He deserved to die!
Does anybody hear that noise?
I can't believe you!
Just so
does anybody
bored.
Hear that noise?
I do hear that.
Sounds like robots fighting. Like wooden robots fighting.
Let's go look! We gotta see this.
I don't think that we're supposed to go out there.
Hey guys, it's happening. So please, 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 come on. Help me out.
Anything for you.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. The mutiny's happening now. I need the people siding with me upstairs immediately.
I'm gonna throw you overboard!
All right. All right, thank you. Look, guys, I'm gonna lock the door. And let's just let this whole thing blow over.
Yeah. You don't wanna go out there and participate?
Hey, raise your hand if you wanna be killed by a wooden robot. One that wants to kill wooden robots, that's Skidmark. Does anyone wanna be killed by a wooden robot? That's what I thought. Let's just hang out, play some more Squickle, and then just let this whole thing blow up.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talents this week include
Clarence Egglestein,
Nicole Pascaretta,
David Hillbaum,
Jackie Floyd,
David Hillbaum,
Nicholas Batonti,
David Hillbath, Shaq Baum.
Theme music by Zelda and the Unibrows. Tune in next week for Switchboard Infinity, episode 12. Episode 12!